are falling into place. Series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations and our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. A quick programming note before we focus on AIM services today. I do want to say that the governor of New York State, Andrew Cuomo, is expecting to give an announcement, a briefing, and a press conference beginning at 11:45. So we're going to talk to our next guest right up until we see the governor, and then we will go over to that live, probably going into Midday Magazine and delaying that by a few moments. So that is our plan as of now until something else happens and screws that up. But in the meantime, we are thrilled to have Chris Lyons on our telephone line. Chris is the executive director of AIM Services, started in 1979. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Chris to the program. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Great to be with you and talk about AIM as part of the Falling Into Place program. You know, I was a trial attorney for years before I came to AIM, and I knew Cy Fox very well. And your listeners should know a little bit of that history of that foundation. It's just wonderful that his legacy is resonating throughout our community. And so grateful for WAMC and the Fox Foundation for affording us this opportunity.
Well, I really appreciate that. And it's they do wonderful work, and we're thrilled that we can partner with them in bringing organizations such as yours to the forefront and put a spotlight on them and let people know what exactly it is you do. So when it comes to that, talk a little bit about AIM Services and the work that you do in supporting folks with developmental disabilities and traumatic brain injuries.
Well, Joe, thanks. We've been around since 1979, as you mentioned, and we provide a broad array of services to people with cognitive challenges, including developmental and intellectual disabilities, traumatic brain injury. AIM actually has many programs, including a very robust residential program that covers three counties in our general listening area, Saratoga, Warren, Washington County. And we operate residences that are really the homes of the individuals that we support. We also provide community services, supported employment, community rehabilitation, and of course, one of our signature programs is the burgeoning self-direction program, which allows participants to control the money that comes through state dollars and Medicaid.
So how does someone end up coming to you, and give us a sense of that process of how that works and then where it goes from there once you look over and kind of take over?
Well, it all really starts with the shifting paradigm of service delivery, Joe. You know, way back in the days of Willowbrook and Geraldo Rivera, people were stigmatized and devalued in our society if they had a developmental disability. We moved from an institutional model where people were in bricks and mortar places and controlled for their own health and safety to a support model where people were integrated into the community. So if you had a loved one who was living with you at home who had autism or a developmental disability and they wanted to live more independently, you might engage AIM services for community HAB at a very early age. The early intervention program that's run by the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities allows you to enter the waiver program, Medicaid waiver program, to receive dollars for services while you're living at home. You might then transition out of an individual educational program as a student in high school into a more independent adult environment, and that's where we might provide residential services. Depending on your abilities, capabilities, hopes, and dreams, you might start in a very supported environment where there's a great deal of supervision and supports in more independent environment. We're always trying to push people to realize their own hopes and dreams and live a lesser restrictive environment where they're able to impart meaning in their lives on their terms. And this has been a real paradigm shift from the control model of services where we're caregivers to the support model of services where we're providing avenues for people to really realize their dreams, to live independently, to engage in their community. Everybody wants to be competent at something. We want to decide where we're going to live, who we're going to live with, who our friends will be, what kinds of values we have. And instead of substituting our judgment for the people we support. We look deep, transcending their challenges, and kind of get a sense of who they are and where they want to be. And this is the broad spectrum, Joe. Most of the people we support are really quite highly capable, and we don't focus on their disabilities. We focus on their capabilities and create customized supports and services that really move them forward. And this is really based on kind of a paradigm shift that happened when I was litigating in human services, where we went from being completely responsible in a control environment to allow people the dignity of risk. And this is a buzzword in our field right now that is very important for your listeners to understand. At the very core of our human condition is our ability to own our own successes, to learn from experience, to learn from our mistakes, to make choices and have the natural consequence of those choices. And this is the only population we strip of that dignity. And the only way you can own your own success is if you're allowed to own your own failures. So we create supported, safe environments for people to try new things, to learn from their mistakes, to have new experiences. And this may be everything from using an orthotic device to have a meal with your peers at the dinner table to getting married or joining a country club or getting a driver's license. Whatever your capabilities are, we have a very strategic plan to understand risk and mitigate risk and have supported decision making so people really can feel valued. So when we move people to be more independent, we don't want them just in the community where you might see people on an outing. We want people of the community.
So you call this, a lot of this, the words you use, self-direction, right? And that is a program and a provider of this. And you're one of the largest in the state that do this.
Yeah, we are. I'm very happy to report we have 1,200 people who are participants with their families in our self-direction model. It's taken the fee-for-service model where we provide services and bill the state and given individual budgets to participants, which they can designate where the money's going to go. They hire their own staff. They indicate to their staff what kinds of supports and services they need. So it's much more intimate, much more customized. And when families and participants control the money, Joe, you know that they can definitely customize what they need, when they need it, and for what they need it for.
So I'm assuming, like everybody else, I mean, we just had a fun drive here. We know what this is like, but it's difficult to get the money that you need. You're either unfunded or underfunded.
I'm going to get a lockbox, I think, next year for sure, Joe.
Well, if we have an extra one lying around, we'll send it over, Chris. Don't you worry.
One of the great things about the Cy Fox Foundation is it promotes collaboration amongst not-for-profits. Collaboration is a big part of what we do. You know, there's just so much of a pie for not-for-profits in our community, Joe. We collaborate to make sure that everybody who is of a philanthropic nature, who wants to give, finds the right charity for their dollar. So if we meet somebody who may be more interested in WAMC and you meet somebody who might be more interested in supporting people with developmental disabilities, we're going to network over that so that all the pie gets consumed and all of us move forward, particularly during this COVID period. We've been lucky not to have any infection due to the work of our direct support professionals who are just remarkable in their dedication and sacrifice. But it's more important to collaborate than it ever has been. And so I'm grateful that we are supporting unfunded and underfunded programs through the generosity of our donors and sponsors, but we can always use some more.
You mentioned, and thank God you haven't had to worry about infection within your population, but I assume it has changed the way that you have to do business.
It really has, and it's been tough for people with cognitive challenges. Having this other overlay of control in their environment has been difficult to transcend. We've been particularly supportive in explaining it. We've tried not to control the environment and allow people choices within the CDC guidelines, within the state guidelines. So we're trying to promote, just as the governor is, a thoughtful phase-in of a little bit more engagement in our community while still staying safe and still staying infection-free.
When it comes to how you would like to see, I mean, you've been around for a long time, but as you see this, your services grow and work with people in the community, how do you see moving forward and that growth and what you would like to achieve?
Two things: community engagement, not just so people give us money, but they come and work with us, and also a raised consciousness. We used to stigmatize people with developmental disabilities. They're people, just like you and me, Joe. You ask your wife, you ask my wife, we both have challenges, right?
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
does.
Yep.
To transcend those and see the person is so very important. So we're looking to move the line from what is normal to include everyone and to really engage people with challenges in a friendly and committed way, just making this the community we know it can be. And I'd also like to see greater growth of the programs that promote independence. We'd love to see more state dollars. Obviously, I know you will have the governor on soon, but we're going to continue to engage the community to look for bigger, more independent environments for people with challenges so they can impart meaning in their lives on their terms. I invite people to come and work at AIM part-time, full-time. The greatest thing you can do with your life is make a difference in someone else's. We do it every day.
For folks that want to find out more information about AIM Services, your website, from my understanding, is aimservicesinc.org. Is that right?
Exactly, Joe. Thanks.
AIM Services, INC, aimservicesinc.org, and you can learn much more information about the incredible work that they do. Chris Lyons is the executive director. Chris, I thank you so much for sharing. I thank you for the beautiful work you do in the community and wish you, of course, to stay healthy and to keep doing what you do.
You as well, Joe. Thanks so much. You know, you've been a window to so many worlds for your listeners, and we're so grateful for all you do at WAMC.
Well, you're very nice. Thank you very much. Chris Lyons is the executive director of AIM Services. Links will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable. Falling into Place, supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.